If I Had a Wish, Polka, Mr. John Gora. I waited all summer to get my microbus and head to Omaha, Nebraska for Polka Stock 2006. Memorial Day weekend it was. It was so great. 68 bands, continuous polka for 72 straight hours with a huge jam session the last 2 hours. And the beauty of it all, it was a fundraiser for all the families of the service personnel that had given to help others so selflessly. When I got within 25 miles of Omaha, I started to see signs for parking and camping. Some of the camping areas were sponsored by shoe manufacturers for polka dancing. They offered foot massages for the dancers. That's pretty nice. I thought about staying there, but I wanted to be down in the mosh polka pits and rest only when absolutely necessary. Well, eventually, I came to Omaha and exited on 482, which took me right to Polka Stock parking lot for a long weekend. It was great. They had shuttles to move you and your stuff to the grounds. I couldn't see a stage or anything from where I parked, but as I rode in the shuttle, we wound around and eventually came upon an amphitheater-type valley, and I could see people in a dance floor that was as big as 3 football fields. The stage decked out with riggings and trailers that was on a grand scale that I've never experienced before. Well, there was a website about Polka Stock that I had enticed me to go with, they say, what I might experience, but I feel that it really fell short. How can you possibly write about something of this magnitude and have someone feel what I felt without being part of it? The site did, however, make it ever more enticing and something to really know that was going to be something wonderful, wonderful. It was Friday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, and the first band out to welcome everyone was the Polkadelics from O Canada. Their first number was Prelude to Celebration with the Celebration Polka. What an opening to set it all up. Then it was the fun of swinging the alphabet. Fun, festivity, dancing, and polka camaraderie. What was the happening? I had to go for a beer after the first set, so I made my way to the Genuine Draft tent for a cold one. They had tents for Miller, Bud, Coors, and even one for microbrews. Their sponsorship of the Saturday and Sunday night's televised festivities to be at Polka Stock brought in an estimated $20 million from them, and with NBC donating the airtime. The beer was large and cold. It went down very smoothly with the sunshine and the 78 degrees. I made my way back for the rest of Friday's Crusade, the Casuals, Jimmy Stewart, the Big Lou's Polka Casserole, just to name a few. I made it till, I'm guessing, about 2:45 in the morning, and I had to get some sleep. I made it back to the car for a rest and woke hours later, hungry. I caught the shuttle back and made it to one of the many 247polkaheaven.com food tents for a buffet breakfast. They had all you could eat for just $5. What a breakfast. Fabulous French toast and polka side getting us all awakened. There were some great speeches about the unity of polka, the joy and the brotherhood that it brings to our world. The Polka Stock catchphrase had really caught on by late that afternoon. It was everywhere, and it was also printed on the t-shirts. Alex Meixner had spoken it all those years ago on a whim on the Tonight Show in June of 2004, Peace Through Polkas, to Howie Mandel. Saturday night's acts included Al Meixner Trio, Lynn Marie, the Boxhounds, Steve Meisner, Brave Combo, and the Polkaholics. People dance in the crowd of an estimated 340,000 was alive, and NBC caught it and also showed it up on the 4 huge screens. Sunday we had a polka mass and more polka. I bumped into polka pals from all over the country, talking, dancing, and sharing. It was all that any polka person could ever want and then some. The sun continued to shine upon us all, and we hadn't even had Monday's events and news. Monday brought on the most beautiful sunrise from behind a few clouds that made the sun send those beaming rays upwards to the heavens above. It was Memorial Day, and there was a morning tribute to those who gave to give us our freedom and to keep us free. The hour of patriotic polkas was tearful and heartwarming. The lunch hour brought on a huge barbecue of chicken, ribs, burgers, and dogs. Lots of corn on the cob, too. It was like a family, but this was the family of man, the Polka Man. The final hours came upon us. The jam session started, and while those that could still dance danced, and the rest of us remained grooved on the session that included probably 70 or more playing accordions, button boxes, and concertinas. Then halfway through the session, Johnny Pritko was handed a piece of paper, and then he got everyone's attention, and it was as quiet as when a golfer is making a shot at a tournament. Johnny said, "It is estimated that with all ticket sales, concessions, donations, and sponsorships, Polka stock has brought in over $60 million. Wow! That's all you can say. While I've never made it to Woodstock in 69, this was something of its own while being wonderful, wonderful. The heavenly blue skies of the day and the sparkling stars from the heavens at night made Polka stock 2006 an absolute polka-rific delight."
A schmaltzy ending, a sentimental capper to leave the audience feeling good.
We'll be back with a final portion right after this.
Al, let me ask you something. The words to that song, the words to that song are
E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
And do those words, do those words have any special meaning for you?
It's a deep feeling of enchantment coming through polka, peace through polkas.
Peace through polkas, and I think that's the message. That's what this year's theme here at the International Accordion Convention is about. At this time of strife in our world, if we could just bring everybody together through polkas and through the accordion, I think this would be a better place to live.